In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
About 12 years ago, a man up near Siren, Wisconsin, was unfortunately going senile. And it was discovered that he had almost 40 dogs in his house. The situation was awful. You know, droppings everywhere. Some of the dogs were malnourished. He himself was very sick from all the bacteria and the fumes. A lot of the dogs had gone blind because of the fumes from the urine. It was a terrible situation. Neighbors eventually knew something, figured out something was going on. Authorities were called, and the man was taken care of. The dogs were rescued. A few of those dogs were in such bad health, they had to be, unfortunately, put down. The rest, however, were rehabilitated and adopted out. One female dog was pregnant, gave birth at the Amory Animal Shelter the very day after the rescue, gave birth to four pups, all healthy. Those pups never had to live in those conditions. Our family actually adopted one of those. We named him Lucky because he was born the day after the rescue. My question for you is, what good deeds did those dogs do to earn being rescued? What good deeds did they do to earn being rescued? Now you might be thinking, Father Chris, what a ridiculous question. There is no answer to that question because it's a stupid question. The dogs didn't do anything to deserve being rescued. They weren't rescued because of what they did. They were rescued because of who they are. They were rescued because of who the rescuers are. They are people that take care of animals in need. The rescue is a gift. These dogs were saved by grace, by the grace of their neighbors noticing something, by the grace of the authorities finally going in there, by the grace of the family of the man who was able to take care of him. They were found because they needed to be found. During Advent, the church prescribes that we read from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is a wonderful, heartwarming letter by Paul about reconciliation. And it presents the purpose of Christ's coming so clearly. And today we heard the part where it said, God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, when we were dead in sins, made us alive again. It's whole salvation history, really, in miniature. God's love, we were dead in sins, and he made us alive. We are found by God in a very broken state. We are found by grace, not because of the works, not because of our own doing. God sends his Son into the world because we are dead in sins, because we needed to be found. And that's true for humanity as a whole, but it's also true for each individual. Every person, every human being experiences times when we need to be found. And for some, life is a long, desperate hole needing to be found. In the gospel reading today, Jesus enters a synagogue, and there he finds a woman with such back pain, she can't straighten herself up for 18 years. Jesus finds her in that condition and calls her forward to himself and makes her alive again. Not literally, but figuratively. He heals her from that pain. And he heals her not because of something she does. She was found because she needed to be found at that moment. That was her moment of grace, the moment when God came to her. Now Jesus gets into a little argument with the ruler of the synagogue. He's upset because Jesus chose the Sabbath on which to heal. And Jesus lets him have it. You know, he says, don't you feed your donkey on the Sabbath? Don't you take your donkey out to water him? You're treating your animals better than you want me to treat her. There is no wrong day to be found. The day we are found is the day that we need to be found, the day that we need to be made alive again. We have a neighbor, our closest neighbor, Barry Katz. He was involved in a very bad accident on Friday. Most of you probably already know this. He fell out of his deer stand, severely injured his spine. He was found by another hunter that was with his party, airlifted to Regents Hospital, had surgery through the night last night, and is still in ICU, where he will remain for at least a week. I admit that I'm very affected by this. First day I heard it, I didn't even want to think about it. You know, Barry's pretty much my age, kids our age, went to school together, closest neighbor, he plows our driveway for us every winter. The future for that wonderful, beautiful family is very uncertain. It's just too soon to tell. They are undoubtedly in shock. But the family has been found. They have been found by this wonderful community around them. They are held in prayer. They are held in love. They are held in kind words by everyone who cares. And they are found not because of something they did. They are found because of who they are. And they are found because of who we are. They are found because they needed to be found at this moment. You know, brothers and sisters, there are hurting or lonely or empty people everywhere. Most often, we don't know what's inside because people are so good at putting on a bravest face, aren't they? But hurting folks deserve to be found. They deserve to be made alive again. Now look at all the folks we invite to our Harvest Festival, our friends and our neighbors. What if each one of us invited even one person to our Advent healing service? What if we opened the opportunity for them to be found that way? And it goes without saying that that service of spiritual healing is also an opportunity for God to find you. Advent is a celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ, and the Nativity is a celebration of humanity being found. Advent is already about one-third over. When Jesus entered a synagogue and found the woman with back pain, it was her day to be found. When this community finds Barry and his family, it is their day to be found. We humans, dead in sins, are struggling in our broken humanity. And brothers and sisters, this is our season to be found. Amen.